Welcome to In the Studio, the podcast dedicated to empowering and elevating dance creatives like you. I'm your host, Aubrey Aries, and in each episode, we'll dive into practical tips, strategies, and inspiring stories to help you take your dance career or project to the next level. Whether you're a choreographer, dancer, producer, or in any other creative role, this is the place to learn, grow, and turn your passion into a success. Make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me on AubreyAries.com for more insights and updates. Now, let's jump in to today's episode. Hey guys, and happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another episode. I'm actually recording this from Colorado, and I was welcomed with beautiful snow on the ground as I walked off the plane, and it's just been such a great trip. But I'm definitely not here to play in the snow, and I'm actually here working with a dance company that's getting ready for a competition season. And I'm just always reminded when I do things like this how much I absolutely love being an embellishment coach. And that just means that when someone gives me a piece of choreography or a routine and they're like, okay, do your thing with it, and we just go in with like formations, embellishments, talking about just all the things that make it even grander. And we've been having a lot of fun. We did 6 hours yesterday and now we're doing 8 hours today. Just love being in the studio. And speaking of in the studio, let's get into today's topic. And today's topic is one that hits home to all of us, and that is a creative block. What is a creative block? What is keeping you in a creative block? Is it a fear of failure, a lack of direction, or is it burnout? So the way I would define a creative block is when you feel unable to generate new ideas or you feel stuck in your creative work. It can happen to pretty much anyone in a creative field, but specifically for dancers, I know that feeling oh too well. So jumping into the first possible reason someone could be having a creative burnout, and that is the fear of failure. Now, this is more common than most of us think. Dancers are often perfectionists, especially when you know a certain piece of choreography is going to be hitting a big stage or even a competition. But sometimes we need to switch the mindset back to a beginner mentality.
You have to start somewhere. The entire routine cannot be stage ready right off the bat. And what I mean by that is the choreography that you start with may not be the choreography that you end with, okay? It takes time, it takes trials, and it takes error. And being able to create a piece of choreography, place it into your routine, and be okay that it could potentially just be a placeholder for the time being is a part of the creative process. You can always go back and change it later. Or oftentimes, I'll create something and be like, this isn't my best work. I'm going to go ahead and put it inside the choreography and I'm going to go back and I'm going to change it later. But then sometimes I'll absolutely fall in love with that part and use that one part that I thought was just so awful, and I'll use it to create the rest of the choreography and be so happy with the product by the end. So you just never know when you're placing your creative juices into your choreography. You never know which way it could potentially take you. But I really do believe that changing your mentality and just saying, okay, we have to start somewhere, it takes away that pressure of what may be your final product, which could be what's creating the mental block or the creative block. And as creatives, we need to find ways to alleviate that and just telling yourself, it's okay. We can see where this goes. I can come back later. Let's just put it in there so you can keep going and keep your creative process moving. Another reason someone could be suffering from a creative block is lack of direction. And yeah, I've been there too, for sure. Sometimes we just need to find other ways to gather inspiration rather than like our usual way of gathering inspiration. When I'm choreographing and I can't come up with any ideas or movement, I often will listen to a completely different genre. And the reason being is because this forces my brain to adapt to a different beat. My ears are hearing a different musicality. And overall, it takes you out of the same rut. You know, playing that song over and over and over again that you're trying to choreograph to can just put you on a hamster wheel. And if that doesn't work, it's time to be inspired by other forms of dance. Watch a musical, go for a stroll in the park, listen to some birds, and maybe even visit a museum to find inspo, anything to get you out of your head.
Are you feeling stuck in your dance journey, struggling to juggle the creative side of things with all the business details? Or do you just need a second pair of eyes on a specific topic? Sometimes all it takes is a little clarity. Introducing the Clarity Call, focus solutions for your dance business and career. In just 45 minutes, we'll focus on one challenge that's been holding you back. From managing your time to promoting yourself or even figuring out the best way to price your services, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, but we'll dive into what's causing the stress and leave you with real, actionable steps to move forward. This isn't just about business, it's about you, your passion, and finding a way to make it all come together with ease. Whether you're a performer, choreographer, or company owner, you deserve to feel clear and confident in your next steps. Book your clarity call with me by visiting aubreyaries.com and let's turn your frustration into progress together.
Now, the last possible reason that someone could be suffering from a creative block is the possibility of burnout. Nothing feels like it's sticking. Maybe you've lost your creative spark, and when you try to gain it back, you still feel a little off. Maybe you feel like you have a lack in productivity when oftentimes you're on top of your game. And those that have been in the industry for a while, that have been hustling for a while, this is completely normal. And I will tell you from experience, it is time to prioritize your rest. Give yourself 1 week, maybe even a month, where you can truly just disconnect and allow your brain, your body, and your creative spirit to rest. Those that have been following my dance journey know that I took a long and what I believe was a well-deserved break, where I was out of the studio for about a year, maybe a little bit longer. And I was doing things here and there, but I took a big step back from my own company and I really prioritized myself. And it was probably one of the hardest things that I've had to do. And it also gave me time to reevaluate if this is where I wanted to be. And like I said, I didn't really have anyone to turn to in this. Everyone was just like, maybe you're just done. Like, maybe you're getting too old. Maybe you're, you know, giving me all of these reasons to why I shouldn't continue, when really all I just needed was some rest. So I'm not telling you jump off the deep end like I did and be like, bye. But what I'm saying is you have to prioritize your rest if you want to see the longevity in your career. And this will probably, like I said, be one of the hardest things you will ever have to do for that 1 week or for that 1 month. But you have to still find, and you want to still find joy in what you love to do. So please do it. Take the time you need and do not ridicule yourself for giving yourself a moment of rest, because you may return the best that you've ever been. Be patient. Recovery from burnout takes time, and don't rush the process. Listen, I understand that this topic can be heavy for some people, because that means that you have to be honest with yourself. And when you're building a business within what brings you joy, your art, your dance, you have to be honest with yourself. And not always, that isn't easy. And I used to think how much better it would be to just like show up to a job, you know, like a 9-to-5. I show up to my job, I do my job, and I shut it off and I go home and that is the end of it. But the truth is when you start having those honest conversations with yourself and what holds you back, nothing can take you away from working within your love of dance. So I'd love to hear your comments and your thoughts on today's topic about creative block. If you've experienced this before, I'd love to hear how you overcame that rut. And if you're going through this experience, I really hope that today's topic helped you. And if you need me, I'm there. Write to me at aubreyaries.com or follow me at FullOutAubs on Instagram. Until next time, stay creative, stay inspired, and I'll see you in the studio.